Now we turn to our segment on gold, which this week has the current gold bullion T, symbol GLD. And what I've done is I've used the RSI indicator to indicate an 8-month cash buildup phase, which is down at the bottom. And that projects a peak 8 months from the center post of the T, of course, because the T's are always time symmetrical. And that has yet to be realized. In the previous, I think last week or the week before, we drew a similar type long range T in the Tocqueville Gold, which is a mining stock, and we came up with an estimate of the peak being in the, you could get to June, but it could be pretty solid going into May of next year. This T has a good case of going in probably at least to April. And we'll work on that one later on. But the important element is that you don't have a top in this long term. You don't have a top right in here. What you do have is a correction, which is coming from a money flow T, which is in the archives. If you go down to the bottom of the page, you can go back there and you'll see that where we did the projection. And in general, what you're looking for is support around the blue moving average, which is a 55-day moving average, just like we use for the S&P 500. And what you expect to see here is some sort of a consolidation pattern, and then you move up towards this peak in next year. And of course, it goes on to a higher high, and that pattern is expected to play out on the basis of the current gold bullion T. In order to get that to work, there's different ways to do it. One of them is to try and find a new money flow T and see if it's projecting out problem zones. But the rules on money flow T's are somewhat, you don't really find out about it until you have to apply some rules to a trend which is strong and is beginning to get a high upside momentum in its midpoint peak. That hasn't happened yet. So I would say that the easiest way to look at that one is to look at the RSI indicator at the bottom of the page, where it says in green, need rising bottoms and RSI oscillator. As of the date of this chart here, which was Thursday, the question is it stabilizing at the green moving at the blue moving average, and is it possible that we're going to be turning to see a rising bottoms pattern, which is true as of Thursday, okay? But in the market was up. The gold was up a little bit on Friday, but it could be down on Monday, so you can't say too much on that one. But what you'd like to find is a rising bottoms pattern. If you look back in the February March time period of this year, you'll see that there's a rising bottom. I didn't draw anything in there, but you see that it came down in December and it sort of went a flat bottom. It rallied up, and then when it pulled back, it made a lower bottom in the it'll be about the third week in March. And then things started to take off. The takeoff from this last summer was just took off, and you didn't get a rising bottoms pattern, so it could go either way. But since you're involved in a T, it's generally easier to say that you should have a rising bottoms pattern, and it should become apparent. And we'll follow this up in the future updates. Now, I would point out in this concept of front-loaded T's versus back-loaded T's, that gold is a classic example of a back-loaded T. If you look at any time in the history of gold, which is projected to rise up for 20 years from an 2000 or 2001 type of a double bottom and so forth, you can see what happens is you start off slowly and then you go into this frenzy at the late stages of what would be the trend. And so they're all gold T's are backloaded T's, and that makes it difficult right in here to find out where the rally is going to start, because it was likely to start off in a subtle way where you get the rising bottom pattern of the RSI, and then it turns up, and then you go into another feeding frenzy on gold into what is the projected peak. That is difficult, it makes it a little bit difficult, so you have to set a patient to get things started out. But as far as we can see, is that the little red line, you came down and touched the moving average, and that's the first place you would start looking for a rising bottoms to pattern out, and the rest of it, we're going to follow it up on the in the future. Final reminder is that the gold is in a strong uptrend for the next 10 years, and you know, so the thing's not likely to collapse on you unexpectedly. So if you're into gold, that's fine. And the only thing we have, based on the Tocqueville gold tea, is that there is some kind of an important peak when you get out into the what's going to become an April, May, June type major peak for all of our intermediate sized teas. Okay, so that's all I think we can say this week, except to say that it'd be interesting to follow it in the weeks ahead. It will try to follow both this one and the Tocqueville gold as we go along. Next section is the S&P 500.